I believe that I can create whatever I want to create.
You know my history. I've been sort of on all sides of my journey. You know, I didn't have success very early, and I went through some very dark times. And you know what I mean? One thing I kept doing is, you know, inspiring myself, looking for inspiration and growing, and it hasn't stopped, and I want to keep doing that. And I also want to inspire others. You know, there are millions of me sitting at home right now and they don't know it, and it's just good to be able to get this sort of platform to sort of say, come on man, go for it. So listen man, no speed.
Yes, I don't do things for money. And I've been broke most of my life. So because of that, I can't sort of suddenly go, I need to do a job just to get some cash, you know what I mean? I know that's a lot of times it is people's motivations because people need to eat, but in my position, I've been poor most of my life, so now. I think my imagination has always kept me going, you know what I mean? You know, just imagine myself collecting awards. Just imagine myself, you know what I mean, getting big parts. Imagine myself working with the greatest actors. My imagination was the one, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you not overthink it, but you just kind of like, yeah, man, I see myself driving that car one day, and I get that. Actually, if I can see myself doing it, I could probably do it. So you can't bottle that up and sell it to someone. You either can do it or you can't. But everybody can imagine themselves, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's important not to give yourself boundaries, which we can do quite easily, okay? People talk about aiming for the skies. Sometimes even aiming for the skies is intimidating. Just don't give yourself boundaries. Your sky and my sky might be different, you know what I mean? But neither of us will touch the sky if we give ourselves boundaries, you know what I mean? Whatever your sky is, whatever your biggest dream is, I might have already touched that, you know? So in other words, what sky? Where does the sky end? I'd rather people go, you know what, I'm not going to restrict myself to going, I can only do this or I can only do that, or I have to do it this way or I have to do it that way.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
When I was 16, contemplating being an actor, I was in sound systems, DJing. You know what I mean? And, you know, it was like that or this. So I always go back to DJ. I always have a studio, I always have turntables, always. Been doing it a long time, you know what I mean? And there was a drive to be famous, to be, you know, that pinnacle, to be that guy. And it's not my ambition isn't that as much. You know what I mean? Good work, keep working. So it's gonna be hard for me to sort of like suddenly be like, you know, oh, I'm lifted up by this wonderful life that I have. I love it, but you know, my feet are on the ground. You know, it's work, it's a job.
Achievement is inspirational to me. You know, people doing it, someone that on Monday didn't know how to do this and by Friday can do it. That is an inspiration to me. I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to fall over, make a mistake. That oftentimes cripples people on the onset of getting into anything. The first time I ever picked up the DJ decks was horrible. Horrible now, but I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that feeling. It actually propels me. It works quite the opposite.
but I really loved to do it. So I just said, I want to do what I love, you know what I mean?
Like, I can do 18, 22 hours a day easily. It's definitely one of those components to me as a human being, my makeup, my genetics, that allows me to actually keep moving. I'm a veteran at being able to look at an opportunity and go, is that going to take me further or not? You know, some people don't have that. You won't. It's something you develop. You know, that's why most times out of 10, any head of a company has been doing it for a long time, because they inherently can make a decision in the blink of an eye. But you have to learn that. The other thing that's important, I think, is to keep your head down. You know, keep your head down. Like, when I swim, I've got 25 laps. Guaranteed, if I look up and start counting those laps, I'm petered out by 15. If I put my head down and keep working away and work at technique, work at internal rhythm, work at, I hit that length, I don't even know what length I'm on. Guarantee you, I'll look up and it'll be 20 and two more, three more to go. And that's a very simple device, but I think people find themselves incrementally checking how far they've got. And that, you know, when you compare it to anybody else or whatever, it's just it's a recipe for disaster. Just keep banging on, you know? Mountain climbers will probably tell you the same thing. You know, there's no point looking. The difference between climbing 100 feet and climbing 500 feet is a point of view. You won't know you're at the top until you get there, pal. And that's what you need to remember. You know, just get in there. Just don't look down. The more I grow, you know, I'm 43 at this point, you know, considered a middle-aged man, and happiness is without a doubt the best thing that I strive for. Health and happiness, kid you not. I couldn't, any of it means nothing if I'm not happy about it. My breakthrough was actually deciding I wanted to be an actor and go into a drama college. Not a drama college, I did a performing arts course. It changed my life. It turned my dreams into a reality. It gave me an actual, tangible target to go, oh, actually, I could do this. That was my breakthrough, because it was a breakthrough of my mind. That was my biggest breakthrough. Of course, there have been numerous breakthroughs over my career and my life, which I'm all proud of, but none so much as that realization that I want to be an actor. To thrive in whatever you do, please understand your terrain. Know what your target is. Don't guess it. Be as clued up as the next man, because that's your petrol. That's your fuel to get you moving. If you don't know where you're going, what your targets are, you're never going to get there, period. Work hard, sleep less.